Weekend Breakfast with Africa Malani on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
We're going to be talking about matters politics in a moment or two. The meeting between the five of the ANC's top six with the president is scheduled to take place later on this evening at the presidential guest house in Pretoria, where, amongst other things, the representatives of the ANC, mandated by the National Executive Committee as well as the National Working Committee, will be asking the president to step aside. They'll be having a discussion around who should be delivering the state of the nation address, and obviously discussing issues of impeachment. The ANC is very clear. It wants to save or spare both Jacob Zuma as well as the ANC the embarrassment of having Jacob Zuma going through an impeachment process. Because in order for the impeachment to succeed, the opposition parties are going to have to play their part. Right? Because within the ANC caucus, one assumes there are still a number of people who are pro Jacob Zuma and who would vote against such a move. The ANC does not want to attain the removal of Jacob Zuma from the presidency by having the opposition, needing the opposition to play part in many ways. The State of the Nation address is scheduled to take place this Thursday. In October last year, the president wrote to Parliament requesting the meeting because the State of the Nation address is at the request of the sitting head of state. So that date is scheduled for the 8th of February. Jacob Zuma is intending to deliver that State of the Nation address because it's his constitutional obligation. He has made this point time and time again. According to some of the reports in the newspapers this morning, if the ANC asks Jacob Zuma to step down, he will consider that favorably, apparently. So the ANC is having its first meeting with the president to ask him to step aside. And who knows, there could be an announcement tomorrow or the day after that says, fellow South Africans, comrades and compatriots, I have made the decision to step aside and give way to a new leadership of the ANC for, you know, and you'll make it fragrant and all positive and all that amazing. Everybody will be celebrating. The stickler comes in should he decide not to step aside, because we could find ourselves in a constitutional nightmare. The EFF has made it very clear that they wanted the motion of confidence debate to happen before the State of the Nation address. They have made this very clear. The date scheduled is the 22nd of February. They now have written to say we want that to be a secret ballot. And let me remind you, Professor Stephen Friedman, amongst other people, believing that having a secret ballot be the way of Parliament deciding on the future, I suppose, of the president is undemocratic in its nature, because those representatives are elected there to represent our interests. So why would we not know what decision they've made in a vote of this nature? But that's a conversation for another day. Should Jacob Zuma not decide to step aside, I wonder if the State of the Nation will actually go ahead on Thursday. Because I anticipate there'll be quite a bit of disruption before he even takes to the podium, quite frankly. There'll probably be protests outside Parliament, and the business of Parliament will be delayed once again. It may be delayed by a couple of hours as the EFF is trying to, I suppose, make sure that President Jacob Zuma does not deliver his speech. And I'm sure that both the Speaker of the House as well as the Chair of the National Council of Provinces will do what they can and use, within legal parameters, the tools they have in Parliament to then make sure that the State of the Nation address is finally delivered. But there will be disruption. Can I just say, as a South African, I'm tired. I just want Parliament to do what Parliament needs to do. And can we get on with the business of governing this country? And if that means Jacob Zuma has to step aside before Thursday, I hope that meeting between the top five of the top, well, the five of the top six of the ANC with the president today will be successful. And with that in mind, we bring in political analyst attached to the University of South Africa, Professor Lesiba Tefo, joining us on the line from Pretoria. Lesiba, the meeting will be happening only a few kilometers away from where you are. How do you see it playing out? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you and the listeners. I am anxious. I am anxious precisely because, as against the then president, Thabo Mbeki, he understood that his personal interests cannot supersede national interests. He understood that we are a fairly young democracy, fragile, but on a trajectory that was immensely promising. And he said, I would rather step down and help build a strong South Africa envisioned by the founding fathers then. And he called the generals as a commander-in-chief to say, you may have your differences, you may differ with me, but please appreciate and support me when I say I step down in the interest of the Republic of South Africa. Does Jacob Zuma share the same view? I think Jacob Zuma is safe. I think like Othello, I am more sinned against than sinning. I am seen as less educated, less literate, hence I'm being ill-treated and not worthy of finishing the term as I should. And this sentiment plays on Zulu nationalism. This victimhood carried him at one stage into the state house. And I think on a small scale, he still thinks he can play that card.
But something tells me he can't. As much as Ace Magashule, the Secretary General of the ANC, is definitely pro-Zuma, given the sentiments he's been sharing over the last week or so, Jesse Duarte in the Sunday papers last week saying that Jacob Zuma will be president until 2019, the majority of the top six and the slight majority of the NEC and the National Working Committee making it very clear they want Jacob Zuma to step aside.
For me, that is not okay. That's not a problem. The problem is if he doesn't want, they have the numbers, no doubt about that, right? They have the numbers, right? They have the numbers definitely to recall him. But when he mounts a challenge, both legal and otherwise, and it is otherwise that worries me and other people. And I can hear even the concerns of those who say, remember the unexpected announcement he made, funding of education, free education. What other things could he say to lock in Ramaphosa and others into when he make his State of the Nation address? There are those concerns, that, and they're legitimate, they are founded, that you can no longer trust this man. There is some cynicism, there is some skepticism, and to some extent he has brought this unto himself. And hence I started off by saying, I'm a bit anxious. I'm not sure how it is likely to go out, but he's certainly not going to go out easy, not without a fight. And whatever fight is going to have a major impact, negative impact on the country going forward.
Because the State of the Nation address is his speech. Yes, he had a cabinet lekgotla this past week, and obviously that would inform what goes into his speech. We saw it with Thabo Mbeki when he lost to Jacob Zuma in Polokwane. The ANC conference in Polokwane had resolved that the Scorpions must be dissolved. Thabo Mbeki, in his capacity as president of the country in the State of the Nation address the following year, made the announcement of the formation of the Hawks, which was an evolution, if you like, from the Scorpions. So yes, I'm heeding your instruction to dissolve the Scorpions, but I do like what they're doing. So I'll create a different body to do something similar to what they're doing. So we could very well see, as you say, Jacob Zuma making profound announcements, which will probably have devastating impact on the economy, if nothing else, as you say, to lock in Cyril Ramaphosa to a whole set of commitments that will be impossible to deliver on.
Yes, but at the same time, going forward, I think the country and the organization do seem to be saying it is time for him to step down. I'm one of those who would say, to the extent possible, let it be managed, not only in his own interest, family, and so on, but also in the interest of the organization and in the interest of the country. But there will have to come a time when the organization or those... Because you see, the problem is when you talk about the ANCs, there are many ANCs within the ANC. And you cannot deny that there has been in the past 3 weeks or so, especially in the past 2 weeks, mobilization of forces, right, to create a wedge. And that says there is the us and them. And you listen to Duarte, you listen to even the Premier of Mpumalanga saying you are safe by my side, effectively telling us, yes, there are issues here. Yes, we are divided, but no, have no doubt about me. I've nailed my colors to the mask. I will go with Cyril. Now, it is that that I think worries me most, that if he says no, and I suspect he's not going to go without a fight, they are not likely to come up with anything positive. They've already spelled out, by the way, if he says no, do this. If not, do this. Will the ANC vote with the EFF on a vote of no confidence? They would have laughed not to be pushed into that corner, because they shall have given the victory to the EFF and the DA. But I seem to think that's where we are headed, because the impeachment process is a legal process. It's taking 6 months to 12 months, and people can no longer wait, especially the ANC. It can no longer wait to implement a corrective program that may help them at least put another smile on their face come 2019 elections.
Didi Mabuza is reported to be the man who'll be leading those negotiations with the president later on, because the ANC senior council have advised Cyril Ramaphosa to recuse himself because of conflict, obviously, because he's the man who will ascend to the seat should Jacob Zuma step aside. Opposition parties are threatening to seek a court interdict to halt the opening of parliament should the impeachment debate, effectively, or motion of no confidence debate not take place before the State of the Nation address, as the EFF has requested. We're also reading reports that the NPA apparently will not be treating Jacob Zuma with kid gloves when it makes whatever decision it will make regarding those 700-plus charges. Surely all of this should be enough of a bargaining tool for the ANC leadership to successfully negotiate a dignified exit for Jacob Zuma.
There's no doubt about that. I think for me, that is not even on the table. There is sufficient evidence for the man himself, family and friends to say, please step aside. But is the other side of it? I see the doors of prison for him and those around and about him. You know, it was easy for Mbeki to step down. There was no skeleton. He was not perfect. But at least he knew he could still go back and sleep in peace and walk in the streets of Umtata or Tohoyandou or Lusikisiki, at least knowing that some people, by far the majority of the country, would still recognize and raise five fingers. But it is not the case here. It is about existential, right? It is about existential uncertainty, fear of the unknown, and the fact that almost everybody says, I was the worst of them all. All those things, if to the extent possible, would have laughed. It is, can I still redeem myself? Give me a few months to make corrections or to tie up the knots, as he said. But people don't want exactly that, because they don't know what he can do. Now, when it comes to DD, not even DD, the legal challenge and the interdict, I'm not sure if that can succeed. Because what do you base that on? I mean, you are trying to force the ANC or parliament to say, kick out Zuma for what, right? You need a process, legally speaking. We are a constitutional democracy, that even if the people don't like him, at law, give the evidence, and based on that, then he will go. But you cannot just stand up and say, he's a bad man, we don't want him, we don't do this, because due process must be followed in parliament to take him out. Effectively, vote of no confidence, the court would say fine. Impeachment, the court would say fine. But it cannot just easily be said it's an interdict. And the interdict is something else. You need to prove also the agency of the matter and so on. And already the speaker told us on the 22nd, right, there will be a vote of no confidence. Now, why waste the court's time? Now, coming to Didi Mabuza as the person to lead the... Yes. For me, he's a lightweight. And for me, remember, he still has to do a lot to redeem himself. Not only to me, but even in the court of public opinion, we know who he is. Yes, I said it then, I can repeat myself. The DD one day will be celebrated for having been the man who saved the ANC when it was at the precipice. Because had he gone with Nkosazana, I suspect the ANC would be more divided today. And we wouldn't be talking the language that we are speaking right now. So in a small way, he contributed. Perhaps indeed, he may be the one to lead them. But I think he has been too close to Jacob Zuma, that he will be always be looked at with cynicism and skepticism. But at the same time, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. He says he's Mr. Unity. Maybe indeed he will deliver.
Let me ask the impossible question then, Lesiba. Who will be delivering the State of the Nation address on Thursday, should it go ahead?
The Honorable President of the Republic of South Africa, Jacob Gagaisegiza Zuma.
Thank you very much, Professor Lesiba Tefo, political analyst. He's with the University of South Africa.